Proclamation number 4041 of 16th of May, 1947. Renewing the world. The fact that the world has to renew itself is also based on natural law, for everything unsuitable has forfeited its right to be and has to be replaced by something better. Whether and when it is unsuitable can only be judged by me alone, for even works which seemingly do not fulfill their purpose according to human opinion have a certain degree of suitability, and I allow these works to exist on my own initiative as long as my wisdom recognizes it as good. But according to human judgment, the time of dissolution of unsuitable creations would not have come for a long time yet, because they don't know about the meaning and purpose of the works of creation in general as well as about humanity's state, which completely deviates from the aim which has been set for it since eternity. The human being has become the most unsuitable work of creation due to his own will. He uses neither vitality nor his will to carry out what is his actual purpose during his earthly life. He lifts along, not respecting my commandments, not respecting his task as a human being and not respecting his creator and sustainer of eternity. He can no longer recognize me because his gaze is turned towards that which belongs to my adversary, because his mind is only directed towards the world which was meant to help him attain maturity of soul, which was given to him for the testing of his will and which has now directed his striving and desire entirely earthly. Thus the means of attaining perfection have become futile. The human being himself has forfeited his right to exist, for he, as the most highly developed work of creation on this earth, no longer strives for ascent but stands still or regresses in his development. And if I want to prevent a complete sinking into the deepest depths, then I have to end the state, I have to dissolve and reshape what no longer corresponds to its purpose. For unspeakable much spiritual strives for the last deformation as a human being on earth, and this must be given the opportunity to develop upwards. The human being, however, must return to matter that has long been overcome, because he himself strives for it with all greed of the body, with every fiber of the heart. And this requires the total dissolution of the existing and the reshaping of works of creation which correspond to the state of maturity of the spiritual, which is to embody itself in it again. Only I can clearly recognize people's state of maturity, but the spiritually awakened human being also sees the low level of development if he attentively observes people's behavior. And he knows that the hour of dissolution will soon have come. He can also draw conclusions from the destruction caused by human will. He knows about the meaning and purpose of creation and also about the Creator's failure to use it, and it will be understandable to him that and why the destructions could take place and that they are only the foreshadowing of the great destruction through my will, which will then be followed by the complete dissolution of earth in a short time. For the law must be fulfilled, everything that is contrary to my law of eternal order must disintegrate into itself when the time has come. Amen.